Namanda vıtı namanda vıtı namanda vıtı namanda vıtı namanda vıtı namanda vıtı namanda. I'll begin my talk by reading a passage from the larger Pure Land Sutra, the teaching of the Buddha that forms the basis for our Jodo Shinshu teaching.
たち浄土真宗の教えの根本である仏説無量寿経からご参拝をいただいて始まりたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をしましょう。The Buddha said to Ananda, his disciple, Bodhisattva Dhammakara has already become a Buddha and is now dwelling in the Western Quarter, 100,000 kotis of Buddha lands away from here. The world of the Buddha is called peace and happiness.
Shakusonga Anan ni Osei ni naru. 法蔵菩薩はすでに無量寿仏という仏になって、現に西方においでになる。その仏の国はここから十万億の国々を過ぎたところにあって、名は安楽という塔。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。So for those of you who I haven't had a chance to see yet this year, Happy New Year. 皆さん、ここで今年初めて会う人かっていうは、新年おめでとうございます。And so I had a very nice New Year's. I hope all of you did. This was my first time welcoming the New Year here in San Mateo. And I was very pleased that my parents were also able to be here. And my father was able to take part in our New Year's Day service.
まあ、私の両親はちょうど新年に来た時にここサンマテオの、元旦への、まあ、1日のお参りに参加しました。
And the reason my parents are here is because we just in our family just had a baby last month on December 11th. We had our second child, and so we're now getting used to life with two boys in the house. And my parents were here helping us out with that adjustment.
まあ、先月の、11日に次男の孫が生まれまして、次男の子供が生まれまして、うちの両親の、まあ、2人目の孫になるんですけど、その、まあ、世話の手伝いのために来ました。
And so my parents, they were here. They were here from just before the 11th, and they stayed through New Year's helping us out. But then I think following the welcoming of the New Year, they were ready to go home to their own warm bed.
そして、まあ、その新年を迎えてから、じゃあ、いよいよ自分のベッドに、まあ、自分の家に帰ろうとしました。
And so, following the New Year's Day service, my dad came and joined us at the New Year's Day service, and then he went right home, back to the house here in San Mateo, and started packing. My mom had been packing all morning, and so they packed up the car and they left at about 2 o'clock that afternoon on New Year's Day after we had some lunch together, and then they hit the road hoping to miss some of the post-New Year's traffic.
して、まあ、両親は、おそらく、まあ、道路が、年明けたら混雑すると言って、まあ、1日の2時頃に、まあ、お昼ご飯を一緒に食べてから、出発しました。
And as they were driving, they heard on the news that there was a severe cold front coming to our home, which is where I grew up, which they were driving back to Minnesota.
And そして、まあ、ミネソータに帰ろうとしたら、とっても寒い天気が来ると聞いて、
and so they thought, well, let's try to get home before the cold arrives.
そして、まあ、その寒い時期に始まる、寒い天気に始まる前に家に作りたいと思いました。
So they thought, well, you know, it'll just be safer to be home by the time it gets cold. So they just drove. and drove and drove. And they arrived late last night.
そして、まあ、ずっとずっと運転して、まあ、一生懸命運転して、昨日の夜に着きました。
So, for those of you who joined us for New Year's Day and saw my father here at the service enjoying some, New Year's Day, company with everyone, since you saw him, he has basically been doing one of three things.
そして、まあ、父が、ここに、元旦の参りに来たとけど、皆さんが、何人かが多分その時に会ったと思うんですけど、その時から、今までは大体3つのことのどっちかをしています。
He has been driving,
で運転して、
He has been eating,
食べて、
and He has been sleeping,
で寝てた。
So these three things he's been doing since New Year's Day. So let's see, today is the 5th. And so, you know, four days really, they were on the road pretty much, you know, several, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day.
そして、まあ、4日間は、まあ、8時間から10時間ぐらい運転していました。
And so, you know, when they came out, they kind of took their time driving out. They stopped here and there. They went for a hike in the Grand Canyon. They spent two nights there. They kind of, you know, did some sightseeing along the way. And so it took them a little over a week to get here. But, oh, yeah, you know, they were taking their time. So it seemed like they were just sort of enjoying a vacation road trip.
まあ、来る時にゆっくり、泊まりながら、Grand Canyon でハイキングしたりして、まあ、一週間かけたけど、まあ、一つの、まあ、一週間の旅行みたいな形で来たんですけど。
However, this time when they just drove straight back, all they did was drive, and it took them 4 days, I realized how far it is from here to Minnesota.
そして、まあ、運転だけをしたら、まあ、まあ、ほぼ4日間かかるというのは、その遠さを実感しました。
So I realized, wow, you know, I really do live far from the home where I grew up.
私の実家から結構遠いところに住んでるなと思いました。
Although my parents don't complain because I used to live in Japan and there's no way they could drive to Japan, right?
まあ前は日本に住んでたんですけど、車で日本に行くのはもう無理でしょ。行けることはまあないですね。
And so, so there's this distance, this real distance between us that I feel. However, you know, I also feel that since they came out and they helped so much, I feel that I have a new kind of closeness and appreciation for them at the same time. Because particularly with this the birth of our second child, we really needed some extra hands around the house, especially at first.
まあ、2人目の子供が生まれたら、両親が来るのは本当にありがたいことでした。
So, everyone, including ourselves, was a little worried about how our first son would take the adjustment to having a little, you know, a new sibling. You know, he's about 2.5, you know, is he going to resent having this baby around? Is he going to miss having all the attention? But he was okay, I think, in large part due to the fact that because my parents were here, he got more attention after the baby was born than he ever had in his life up to that point.
まあ、両親が遊びに来てたから、赤ちゃんが生まれたから、多分、長男の息子が最も遊びの相手が、まあ、わざといましたから、本当に楽でした。
In fact, he was so comfortable with the adjustment that, when my parents were leaving, my mom was giving the new baby one last hug before they left, and we were telling our oldest son, okay, grandma and grandpa are leaving now, they're going back. And in the past, when my parents have left,He would say, Grandpa Bob! And start crying with the departure of my father. Because he has this very special connection with my father. But this time, rather than saying, Grandpa Bob, he said, Baby brother, baby brother! He was afraid that my parents were going to take his brother home with them to Minnesota.
して、まあ、今回は、まあ、いつも両親が帰るときに、まあ、Grandpa Bob、うちの父はバブと言うんですけど、Grandpa Bob 言いながら泣くんですけど、今回はそれじゃなくて、母がちょうど、まあ、弟を抱いてたから、Baby Brother、Baby Brother を言う。おそらく多分赤ちゃんを両親が連れて帰ると心配してたんですね。
However, he did later that day, as he was playing with his puzzle, he kind of looked around and said, Grandpa Bob, Grandpa Bob. He was looking for my father.
そして、まあ、でも、まあ、その日が、まあ、夕方になると、やっぱり Grandpa Bob, Grandpa Bob, おじいちゃんのことを言うんですね。
So he has this feeling of, you know, Grandpa should be here. He should be close.
そして、まあ、おじいちゃんが近くにいるべきだと、本人が思っています。
So we have this feeling where, you know, there's this distance. We now have come to a new appreciation of the distance, how far it is. If you actually drive, if you actually travel over land, we have this new sense of distance between where my parents are and where we are. で、まあ、初めてその距離感を実感することができました。At the same time, we also have a new feeling of closeness because they spent 3 weeks with us. This is the first time that they've actually come and stayed with us for this long.
そして、まあ、3週間はずっとうちに泊まってたから、今までに一番長い滞在の時間で、まあ、新たな、まあ、親しい気持ちがあるんですね。
And so, even though they're no longer staying at our house, we still feel very close to them.
そして、まあ、家にいることはもう、ミネソタに帰ったんですけど、まだ私たちが親しい気持ちを持てるんですね。また、近い存在に決まっています。
All of the kind things that they did to help us get settled in, those are, you know, they're still with us. We're well rested. You know, we've had a nice adjustment. Our oldest son is okay with the fact that he has a brother. All of that thanks to their help and their kindness. And so we feel that that kindness is still with us. It's still working for us.
そして、まあ、両親がいろいろしたおかげで、まあ、私たちも、まあ、よく休みを取れて、そして長男がその新たな兄弟ができたことは、まあ、落ち着いて受け入れるようになったのは、多分うちの両親がいろいろしたおかげだということですね。
So we have distance, but we also have closeness.
で、距離感があるんですけど、その親しい、近い気持ちもあるんですね。
And we're taught that Amida Buddha is very similar to this. At the passage that I read from the larger sutra at the beginning of my talk today, it talked about how the Buddha is tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles away in the Western Quarter. This is a kind of a rich expression that we use to talk about our understanding of the Buddha. It's not saying that, you know, you could actually drive 100,000 miles to the West and there would be the Buddha, but rather we have this sense of the great distance from here, vast space.
そして、阿弥陀如来は、まあ、100億、こう、まあ、とってもとっても遠いところの西にいるという表現があるんですけど、まあ、その距離感、その空間を表していますね。
At the same time, in the Contemplation Sutra, another of our sacred texts,It says, the Buddha says to the Queen Vaidehi and to his disciple Ananda, Did you know that Amida Buddha is not far from here?
しかし、仏説観無量寿経の中に、釈迦様が偉大系部人と阿南尊者、その仏弟子に、阿弥陀様がこの近くにいるとしていますかと言いました。
So we're taught by the Buddha that Amida Buddha is both very far away, there's a great distance, and yet is very close by. And that's because the compassion of the Buddha, Amida, the name Amida, means immeasurable life, or immeasurable compassion. It also means immeasurable light, or immeasurable wisdom, so that immeasurable wisdom of the Buddha can go from a great distance to be very close to us. So that's that crossing over that distance. Through our connection with the Buddha, through the Buddha Dharma, we're able to overcome that great distance and feel that the Buddha is very close with us. We may feel we're very far from enlightenment, for the Buddha dwells in the world of enlightenment, the world of perfect peace and bliss, where there's no anger, there's no ignorance,And there's no greed. So we may feel sometimes very far from that. We may feel, I'm so far from being in a place where I have no anger. So far from a place where I'm free from greed. Because I see that hamburger and it looks so good. You know, we feel so far from that enlightened state of being. And yet the Buddha's immeasurable light shines beyond that and brings it very close to us. And it comes to us in the Nembutsu. It's through the Nembutsu that we feel that that enlightenment is actually very close at hand. It's right here in our lives. It's always with us.
で、私がこの悟りの状態からとっても遠く離れてると感じることはあるかもしれないんですけど、仏様の無量の光によって、その悟りの知恵が私の人生に照らして、念仏として私に届いて、本当に仏様が近い存在として届きます。So
from that great distance that we may feel from enlightenment in our own ignorant, selfish, greedy state. That's how I feel. I can't speak for any of you, but that's how I feel. I realize that the Buddha comes to me over that great distance. That perfect enlightenment arrives right here with me in the Nembutsu.
してこの愚かであり、むさばりがあったり、怒ったりする私が悟りからとっても遠い場所にいる感じがあるんですけど、
Today we gather to remember loved ones who have passed away in the month of January.
今日は1月にお浄土に往生した方々の正月法要です。
We're taught that they too have gone forth to now dwell with Amida Buddha in that western quarter. They too now dwell in that world of perfect enlightenment, perfect wisdom and compassion.
And
so though we may not see them, perhaps we welcomed a new year without them in our presence and we recalled our fond memories of them and felt, oh, there's a great distance now because they're no longer present. It's as if they're very far away.
However,
as we remember them and we remember our warm memories of them, the fun times we passed over the holidays in years past, we think about all the things that they've done for us, the fact that their wish for our happiness has guided us to this point in our lives, to come here today to hear the Dharma, to offer our incense and remembrance, we can feel that they too are very close at hand.
そして、私たちが、こういうふうに導かれて、ここに集まっていただいて、その先方者の方々が私たちを導いてここに来られて、きっと近い存在だと思います。So
as we say the Nembutsu, let us reflect on all the compassion and all the kindness that works from a great distance and arrives right here in our lives, close at hand.
そして念仏を申すときには、遠いところから働きかけて、知恵と慈悲が私のところに届いて、ことを感謝をしましょう。Invite
you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をしましょう。
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.